Evening all. Evening all. Good. Okay then, folks, let's have a little go at a number called Root Beer Rag.
Brian Sharp at the BBC Theatre Organ. Well, our next guest is a gentleman I've known for many years, and indeed the poor chap had the misfortune to be my boss once upon a time when I worked for a certain electronic organ company, which shall remain nameless this evening. Well, fortunately, he's recovered sufficiently to be with us this evening, and so at the controls of the fabulous Elka EP12, it's my pleasure to present the musical genius of Mr. Brian Rodwell.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening to you. As you probably well know, that was a thing called Trumpet Blues and Cantabile, with the written by that great trumpet player called Harry James. Obviously, with instruments like this, it's nice to do what we call a little bit of hooligan music. A lot of things that people think that's some sort of a dance, but it isn't. And so this one we're going to do is called There'll Never Be Another You. I don't suppose, really, it's any secret at all that probably my joy is being with a big band or listening to them or watching them. And it's not so long ago, because, as you know, or maybe you don't know, I live in a beautiful resort called Weston-super-Mare. If you live there, you'd think it was the last one. And the other day, there was a pal of mine who, in actual fact, a long, long time ago, we did some things for this very program. And we used the organ in Stockport. And we had the rhythm section of the Northern Dance Orchestra. I played the organ, and this gentleman played trumpet. And, of course, you all know him so tremendously well because he's one of the few people that is knocking around with a big band on the road these days. You know who I'm talking about, Glenn Lawrence or Sid Miller, whatever you want to call him. And one of the things that he did when I went to see him in concert in Bristol a few weeks back was this one, which we're going to wrap up this part of the evening on electronic, and it's I've Got a Girl in Kalamazoo, and if the wife finds out, she'll kill me. Thank you.
Our thanks to Brian Rodwell. At first sight, the Incredible Technics S3 looks rather more like the cockpit of a jumbo jet, but it poses no problems at all for someone who's not only an outstanding musician, but also possesses a remarkably creative imagination when it comes to arranging things for keyboard. Someone, in fact, just like Brian Sharp.
Yeah, thank you, Nigel.
Let's have some more music from the BBC Theatre Organ, this time in the hands of Brian Rodwell.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Jerome Kern wrote some very, very, very lovely music, and I don't think any nicer than this absolutely beautiful melody. I hope you like it as much as I do. It's called The Folks Who Live on the Hill. Thank you.
And here's the man who can tame any electronic organ in a matter of minutes, and particularly the Technics S3, Brian Sharp.
Let's finish with this this sort of Christmas medley with the that one, huh? Thank you, friends. Thank you very much. Good night to you all. Thank you, Nigel.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, sadly, that brings us to the end of our special Christmas edition of The Organist Entertains and our last programme of 1985. I'm sure you'd like me to thank our two guests, Brian Rodwell and Brian Sharp, for their superb keyboard wizardry. Thanks also to our audience here in our Manchester Playhouse and to you at home for listening. I'll be back at 9:15 next Friday with our first contribution to 1986. But until then, from producer Peter Pilbeam and me, Nigel Ogden, bye for now.